time to head to the theaters with our Blue Jean film critic, Chris Bellini. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
You're doing pretty good. Daniel is here. We're going to talk about another M. Night Shyamalan movie. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, really quick, I just want to kind of test the waters, as they say. Where do we stand on his films? Are we fans? You guys like him? Are there any favorites that stick out?
To me, whenever I think of him, I always think of twists, and like he's got to do a twist for some reason.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm not going to say that I dislike his movies, because his first obviously is a masterpiece, and there have been other of his movies that I have enjoyed, but really, like, I agree with Daniel. Like, why always do you have to have a movie with a twist?
Well, it's funny, because the reason I ask is because he has, like, a big body of work, but of course, some films really hit the mark. We're talking about The Sixth Sense, as we were mentioning a little while ago, and some kind of feel like they stray off the mark and aren't that great. So
Yeah. Sometimes
you never know what you're going to get. So this made this interesting, because if you've seen the trailer, it looked like it could be a really good one. For people that haven't seen it, Josh Hartnett is Cooper, a father who takes his daughter Riley, played by Ariel Donahue, to this Lady Raven concert. Now, this is a special occasion, right? Floor seats to her favorite singer's concert. So Riley is so excited. Cooper, on the other hand, a little less excited when he discovers that there's much more going on at the concert than he thought. Law enforcement is everywhere. They surrounded the arena, hoping to catch a ruthless serial killer that's supposedly in attendance, called the Butcher. Give you a little flavor, here's a quick clip from the trailer where Cooper first finds out that the concert is actually a trap.
What's with all the police everywhere?
I'm not supposed to tell.
You know the Butcher? The freaking nut job that goes around chopping people up? The feds heard that he's gonna be here today, so they set up a trap for him. This whole concert, it's a trap. They're watching all the exits, they're checking everyone that leaves. There's no way to get out of here.
Whoa, okay, all right, the tension is rising.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the trailer separately? I'm just curious.
I have seen the trailer, yes.
So you get this feeling that it's going to be this, like, mounting game of cat and mouse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of how it's cut together.
So that's what's interesting, and I'm going to come back to that. I do want to say, though, Hartnett, he does a great job, right? He really highlights this loving father who wants to get his daughter a concert T-shirt, but at the same time, a calculating, disturbed killer who has these urges to cut people into pieces. That's two different sides of the spectrum. So if you can ride that line and make the audience always wonder, like, wait, one of these gears going to change, because you don't know. Yeah, he's the father. Wait, he's a killer. One of the gears going to change. So that really kept it entertaining for me. Here's the thing, though. I thought, it's entertaining. Come on. Shyamalan films, they're entertaining. Whether they're home runs or not, you're always going to be kind of engrossed in the story. But I will say, after a great setup, I felt like the chase in this one ran a bit flat. A few reasons why I say that. A few things that distracted me. First, have you guys ever seen a film called Out of Time with Denzel Washington?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, basically it's the same kind of cat and mouse. He's a police officer about to be implicated in this double murder. He didn't commit it. He's always trying to stay one step ahead of the law authorities that are closing in on him. So I thought it was really great tension, really get on the edge of the seat. And that's what I was kind of hoping for in this film. And I got to be honest, although there is some, it wasn't what I thought it would be. And there's two reasons for that. One, and you guys chime in on this, are you really hoping that a serial killer is going to kill Riley?
I know. It seems like a very strange protagonist. Like, this guy is bad, right?
Well, unless he's like Dexter or something.
Right, but does he have the code like Dexter?
Yeah.
That's true. I don't think you're ever going to get that, and I don't think you're going to see, at least in my opinion, unless there's something deeper I missed, that here's a hero
right. Sort
of hidden underneath the layers of a madman. So the first thing is like, okay, so do we want him to escape? I mean, let's just catch him, right? So that kind of took the edge off. But then I'm like, okay, I got it. Let's not root for the serial killer. Let's root for the FBI side, right? Because we got this head FBI pull-up fighter, Dr. Josephine Grant, played by Haley Mills. You know, we hear from a few lines of dialogue, which is extremely talented serial killer hunter. But that's it. Nothing more. No build-up. No real backstory. No insight into a process or the decision she makes. So I'm like, well, that side's not that compelling either. All right, well, let's just watch it. But the big thing for me, guys, and this is the thing that where the trailer is misleading, or I asked you saw it, this movie is almost like three separate different episodes of this story that are pushed into one, right? You got, can Cooper escape the authorities in the arena? Can anyone save the Butcher's latest victim who's chained and shackled in a basement somewhere? And then even more so, if Cooper is the serial killer, And his family finds out, how are they going to cope with it, right? Three separate stories that are almost set up and play out. You know, as the story goes in, an hour into the movie, kind of switches gears. Okay, now we're going to see about his victim. 45 minutes later, now we're going to see if his family knows and what they think. So all great movies, if they were by themselves, put them all together, I thought there was just too much jam-packed in there. So I was a little disappointed that they didn't develop some of those characters early in the film where you could follow the storyline, you could feel like everything's connected. It just felt like three separate chunks. So more entertaining. I never tell Shyamalan fans not to see it. Would I push everyone else to? Probably not.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. A review that I saw said, watch the first hour and then just pretend that it ended there.
Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of those false endings, right?
Like, okay.
The vision of the movie. It's like, wait, there's another, it's still going? But again, there's another story? Anyway.
All right. That sounds good. We appreciate it. Trap is in theaters right now. Chris Bellini is our Blue Jean film critic.